It's time now to head into the kitchen with Shaq.
It's Friday, and you know what? I need something delicious so I can sit down, enjoy the new Taylor Swift album, and shout out. Hey?
Sure, that's what you're going to do. Hey, I would be enjoying, like, maybe a football game. You go with T-Swift or whatever they're calling her these days, and I'll go with the Ryder game on Saturday night.
Sounds good.
But, well, hey, you know what? The temps are getting cold. I mean, mm-hmm. I heard that in Regina there might have snow on Sunday.
I know. I heard that.
Yikes. Well, you know what? You got to get ready for it. It's coming. You know, it's inevitable. It's all going to be here soon. So this is where the comfort food comes in. Now, it's not going to be so much of the carbohydrate type of comfort food. This is going to be a nice soup, but it's going to be a lot of protein in it.
Perfect.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do: a hamburger noodle soup. Now, this is what you want to do: take a pound of ground beef and brown it. All right, then take that out of the pan. Whatever you do, don't throw away the grease. No, I mean, that's liquid gold right
there.
Absolutely. It's flavor. It's everything right there. So with the remaining fat that's in the pan, you are going to add a cut-up onion. You're going to add two stalks of celery cut up, a clove of crushed garlic, and two sliced carrots. And the reason why, you know, with a lot of people, when my mom would make soup, she would just kind of toss everything in the pot and let her go. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks kind of gray, and it's not a whole. When you saute vegetables or roast them beforehand, you get all that caramelization. You get extra flavor. So why waste that flavor by just dumping everything in a pot of water, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I like to do. So we're going to saute all those vegetables. Once that's done, that's about 5 minutes. Once that's done, then you take the ground beef and the veggie mixture and put them in a great big pot and keep scraping all that good stuff in
Absolutely.
There, okay? Let that sit in the pot for a second or two. Then you're going to get a liter of beef broth. Homemade, bought, whatever you want, throw it in there. As long as it comes up about a half inch over top of the mixture, okay? Because you don't want it to end up a stew. You want this to be a soup. So now, you're going to let that bring it to a boil, and you're going to let it simmer for about a half an hour. And so it's going to be bubbling away. And then you notice I haven't put salt and pepper in yet.
Oh, that's right.
You want to do that once that half hour is over and just, you know, try it out. Because if you would have put it in before and the broth would have reduced a little bit, now it might be too salty. Never too peppery.
No.
But might be too salty. So you want to add your pepper, salt and pepper last. And also, after you find out your balance of your salt and pepper, throw in some dry thyme, about a teaspoon of dry thyme. Let that go for another 15 minutes. Then make yourself a pot of your favorite pasta, whether it be elbow noodles or whatever kind of pasta, spaghetti for all I care. Put that in a bowl and then ladle over the soup. So now you've got it all in there. You've got the soup and you've got the noodles. And then top it off with shredded cheddar cheese. Oh, and then you know what? If you've got some nice fresh buns, you go like wham with the bun into that soup. Soak it up. It is so awesome. That is hamburger noodle soup.
You know what? That's the winning recipe for this week.
Yeah,
the
Riders
are winning.
We're going. Yeah, wham.
Let's go.
At least the soup's going to be winning.
Shaq, thanks so much for this. Have a great weekend, and we'll chat again next week.
No problem.
Keeping you in the know through your day, this is Saskatchewan Afternoon.